Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's 22 minutes to 11 o'clock and it is, of course, Wednesday morning. It's fine for us lads heading off to an event like a wedding or a ball or a celebration. It's just easy. You know, you have to have a suit and a pair of shoes and you're grand, really. But it's different for the ladies. The hair, the makeup, the nail, the tan, the clothes, all the rest. It costs money to look good between hair salons and makeup artists and beauty parlours. It's been a fortune. And that's why many people are saving money and time by getting treatments done at home. It's cheaper, it's handier, and beauty, hair and style guru Claire Devereaux is here to talk about it. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's nice to see you. And we're talking about what kind of things here to get that you can get done at home.
You can get everything done at home. It's kind of like, what can you not get to your house at this point? From waxing to makeup to nails, massage, a fitness trainer. It's not just for celebrities anymore. Everyone can have this now. It's kind of become very popular.
But I know from, you know, particularly down the country, as we say patronisingly, that it's kind of handier because you'd have, you know, women who are good at salons or doing all their things. They'd hop in the car, will come to you. It's easier. But this is becoming a bit more professional, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's becoming a lot more professional. I think because in LA, New York, London, it's kind of a thing. You know, it's there's all these companies setting up now and they are very professional, very reputable. They have great websites and they'll come to you 24 hours a day if you need to look ready for that photo shoot. So it's kind of getting like that. I think if you want to get selfie ready, it's nearly to that at this point.
You'd want to be sure of who's coming through the door, wouldn't you? I mean, that's an issue.
Yeah, you do have to be very careful. There's lots of, as I said, reputable websites out there. I always advise people to check even with local salons, local beauticians. You know, if you want something done, to call up and see if they provide that service with spas. But you do have to be careful. I mean, when I researched some of this item, I did look for massage therapists. And like one or two looked great. And then one or two was like Mandy 21. She'll come to your hotel or your house in the evening. I didn't really think that was the type of massage I was looking for, Ryan. Yeah. So you have to be careful. You know, you really do with these kind of things. So
yes,
check
on
it
what,
out.
What kind of ending I suppose you want.
Exactly.
It's perfect for the kind of between pay packet events, isn't it? That's what we're talking about here. If you have the money for the salon.
Well, it can be, but you've got to remember the salons have the overheads, and so that's something that you're not getting. You're not getting that ambience that you would get in a salon. But I think for a quick fix, a lot of people like having things done in their home for a time point of view. It's really got to do with time.
Yeah.
You know, a new mom, somebody who hasn't got time to be kind of traveling. It's that hour in the car, caught in the traffic. Someone comes to your house, you're ready to rock and roll straight away, get your nails done, get your makeup done. You know, you can look
the
part.
On your own turf as well. You might feel more comfortable at home and doing it.
Yeah, on your own turf. I mean, for me personally, I have an almost 3-year-old and I would not be able to relax at home to get anything done. It would not. I prefer to go out and get
the
that
headspace.
The ceremony
of it, yeah.
Yeah, like the ceremony of it. I don't think you can ever compete with that.
Yeah.
But definitely if it's for a quick fix, it's becoming more and more popular. And there seem to be a lot of glam squads that, you know, go to your house and for an evening, you know, if it's for a party, there's an awful lot of these parties now, Ryan, like pamper parties.
Yeah.
And they've become very, very popular for hens, for birthdays. I think it's kind of girls going back to, you know, when they had like slumber parties in their teens and everyone would get together. Yeah, and they do each other's makeup and do each other's hair and their nails. Now it's like, get a professional in, open the bubbly and make it a girl's night.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and so it's become like that, a lot of parties at home.
And what sort of recommendations regarding best home treatments are you suggesting?
Well, I think massage is a great one, obviously, if you get somebody reputable. It's very, very popular. When I lived in the States, it was very popular because you can have someone come over 8 or 9 in the evening and you're not getting back into the car and kind of losing that, you know, that relaxing feeling.
Yeah.
So I think it's just to get the ambience right in your house. If you have got somebody coming to check if they kind of bring all the, you know, the nice music and light some candles, you kind of want to get that spa feel. You don't want to be in the middle of all the toys like in my house and you're trying to relax and have a massage. So I think that's important. But yeah, it's very nice because they can just go to bed and relax and you get the benefits of it from that point of view. I also think obviously getting your nails done, it's handy. You're not going to smudge them leaving the house afterwards. You can kind of stay, make sure they're dry.
And tell me, Claire, would you get a colour done in the hair or not at home?
Never.
Disaster.
I'm naturally blonde, Ryan. I would never get a colour done in the first place.
I didn't mean you. I mean, one, now that Prince Charles is here, would one get one's colour done?
That is one treatment I am very against anyone doing at home. I think you need to be in the right environment for that. I think rinsing off a colour over a sink or in a shower is very dangerous. And I think you have to be very careful. Yeah. There's certain treatments, I think a fast fix, makeup is fine getting it done at home, your hair blow dried. But anything else that involves chemicals, I think stay away and go to the salon for that. It's very important.
Waxing at home, yes or no?
Well, I'm not for waxing at home. Some people think it's great. I think you've got to wait for the wax to heat up. And to me, you know, if you get a Brazilian or something, on, you know, legs akimbo, as they say, and someone walks in, it's not the sexiest kind of thing. Yeah. So no, I don't think so. But yeah, I think you need to go to the right environment again for that, where it's clean and it's, you know, yeah, hygienic. Yeah. And it's kind of a practical thing, isn't it? It's like you want to be in and out of the place. So it's not a relaxing treatment. So I would stay away from that.
Okay,
for waxing.
So choose carefully as you go forth.
Definitely choose carefully, yes.
Business-wise, would salons feel threat, or is the home movement big enough, or is it just a small...
Well, I think it's how you approach the home movement. I think if it's someone's sister doing your hair or your nails, yes, absolutely, it's threatening businesses and small businesses. And I think that's you have no comeback on that either, Ryan. So yes, if something goes wrong, you're not going to have that insurance. But if you're going to... A lot of salons are now actually seeing that there's a benefit to sending their stylists or the beauticians out to do these procedures at home, mm-hmm, and these services. And I think from that point of view, that's not going to threaten a salon. It's going to add to their business. So I suppose it depends which way you look at it. But I think that's the way to look at it. I think it's to ring up your local salon or spa and see if they do these kind of treatments, and go to someone who is online and who's above board. And there are loads of people, you know, who do that.
And just, as I say, once you know that it's kind of slightly regulated, you'd probably be a bit more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also practical, isn't it, for people who might be ill and not able to make the trip to the salon, but still want to look good and feel good.
Absolutely. Well, it kind of helps you to feel good, doesn't it, if you're not well and you've been in bed for a couple of days or you're sick. So you will have some times where stylists are called out to cut someone's hair or blow dry their hair and things like that, and it will make them feel better. It's not always the glamorous end of it, you know what I mean? So from that point of view, you have to look at it both ways. And as I said, there are loads of companies that are bringing up apps. There's, like, you know, companies like Pucker and BeautyCall.ie, which kind of bring out stylists and beauticians to you. So a bit like Halo, but for the makeup artist in the area. So that's going to really develop over the next few years. I think it's going to be something really big.
Right. Can you get a spray tan at home? As you can see, these aren't questions that I'm naturally curious about, because I don't have spray tan. Well, done. But, and I will never have it done. But I know that people will want to know.
Well, I love my spray tan. So, you know, there we go.
Is that your favourite of all the...
No, I have
tans.
Loads of favourites. I mean, I have loads of tan, yeah. You always feel good at tan. It's like, I can't get to the Caribbean, but I can pretend I've been there over 24 hours. So I do prefer that, yes.
I will allow your happiness in
Thank
your skin.
You do. I love it. And it's healthy. I'm not damaging my skin. Yeah, spray tan you can obviously get done at home. You know, the therapist will come along with the tent, put up the tent and they spray you. Personally, it can be a little bit messy at home and the smell can linger. So it depends what you're interested in, yeah. So from that point of view, you might be better off to go to the salon for that. But yes, there are loads of therapists that will do tan at home.
Yeah, go to the salon for the spray tan. Just give the men a break. They don't like the smell.
You don't like the smell.
No,
of it.
No. I don't know a human being alive that does.
But I love it.
Well, a man. I don't know a man.
Oh, okay.
You lived in the States for a while, as you said, and this is kind of getting very popular. We're getting everything done from the home rather than making the trips to the salon, so that's good. But what about insurance or comeback do you have if something goes awry?
Well, obviously, if you're going with a reputable company, all the therapists should have their own insurance. So that's something that you do need to check. And any, you know, but if you're going by Facebook pages and you're going by word of mouth, well, then you're not necessarily having any comeback on that. So that's why you have to choose very carefully. And I always go for going for a reputable business, because I'm trying to promote business. I want it to be a business thing. I don't want it to be something that's just cheaper because it's someone's friend doing it, because that is ruining businesses. So I'm very much for it being above board, being checked out and going to the right people. And, you know, a lot of these companies, and in the States and in London and here as well, starting off, they vet all the therapists that they have. So they usually go through quite a rigmarole to get even on the books of the company, but they usually have to carry their own insurance. But it's definitely worth checking every time, just in case if you are having waxing or something like that done. You don't want to have a problem with that afterwards.
No, that could get ugly.
Ryan,
getting a massage would make me uncomfortable enough, but in my home, worse. Well, see, not everyone's up for a massage. That's the other thing. Some people find it very invasive and some think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. It depends.
You're on the fence, are you?
Yeah, I'm on the fence about that. You know, I'm actually not crazy about massages, to be honest.
I'm surprised to hear that. I thought that would make you very happy.
I know. I'm like a contradiction in terms.
What is it? Is it just somebody else poking and shoving?
I actually find them usually quite uncomfortable. I find that, you know, your head's in that roundy thing, and I can't switch off. That's probably what it is.
Well, that's probably more because you're always thinking.
Yeah.
And you're not one of those people who just goes, okay, I'm out.
No.
My friend has a mobile spray tan business, as a text, and she's done my tan a few times in my apartment. She has a pop-up tent thingy which you stand in, so the tan doesn't go everywhere. And once you get over the fact that you're basically in the nip in your living room being sprayed with brown liquid, it's the best thing ever. That sounds really pleasant, but it's very handy. So if it works, it works.
Well, it's handy because you can stay in your nip afterwards and you don't get any tan lines when you put your clothes on after leaving. So
I have no idea what you're talking about now. That's all very useful. So homeward bound is really the message, isn't it, what they're saying?
Well, yeah, as I said to you, it's a totally different experience. So it's just if you're short on time, maybe a new mom who has a small baby and can't get out, or someone who's not well, or, you know, you're in the office situation, you need a blow dry or your hair done that evening or your makeup for going to a very important event. But there is nothing like a salon experience. So that's, you know, it's really a
horses
preference.
Horses for courses on a given day. Now, I'm going to be emceeing a fashion show today. I've never done that. And I'm doing it for Goal, charity. And I'm doing it this afternoon. Any tips? Because you go to these things, fashion shows today. So what do I need to know?
But I'm not going to yours this afternoon. I'm a bit upset.
Sorry about that.
Any tips? Well, I don't think you need any tips now for me. Because you always look very stylish.
No, not for me. I'm going to be talking about the stuff.
Oh, you're talking about stuff.
So I'll be watching them and saying, and here comes Claire and her beautiful wine colour maroon dress with the zip.
You have it. You've nailed it, haven't you? That's all there is to it. No, not really, Ryan. You know, you can't overthink fashion in that way. You know,
so just sit back and see. Tell them what you see.
Okay. I love that colour. I love red. You like red.
I like red. I like green. I like yellow.
So there you go. Strong colours, and that's what you're going to talk about.
I'll go with that. And then you see my fashion attire today?
I did. I saw you running in them, and they're very, very nice indeed. Yeah. And you saw mine.
You're wearing a black patent high heels, and I'm wearing a pair of blue canvas Converse All-Stars. You're wearing yours because you always like to look great.
I have no flat shoes. I can't walk in them properly. I said I could race you in these, and I actually could.
That good on your heels?
I'm pretty good in them, yeah.
I'm impressed. Meanwhile, I've got to go after the show. I'm going for a dancing lesson.
Oh.
Yes.
What type of dancing?
Old school dancing.
Ooh, okay.
It's for a thing.
Ooh, very good.
I need to go. That's when I haven't worn runners for 2 years. So I'm wearing these because I did a dancing lesson last week, and it was pretty poor. I was pretty poor.
Like waltzing kind of, or can you say? No? Okay.
It'll involve tails.
Oh, yeah. So maybe a waltz or a...
Yeah, I know. And it'll be on the television at some point.
Oh, very exciting.
Not for you, maybe. Not for me.
But you'll have to wear a dress shoe now.
I will be publicly shamed. Oh, I will have to wear a dress shoe, but I just think for this lesson, I want to just try and see how we go with the runners. Mm. And
I think practicing the dress shoe.
Yeah, I practiced in a black shoe the last time, and I think I might go next for the next one.
Yeah, because you'll get used to the runner and it won't have the same feel. I'm sorry. Barefoot. Barefoot might be better.
No.
Socks.
I'd rather have a spray tan. I'll put on the black shoe for that one.
Okay.
All right, Claire Dever, thank you.
You're very welcome, Ryan. Good luck today.
I enjoy that. Thank you so much. I'll need it all for all the things we're doing. Morning, Ryan. Not only were you patronising ladies down the country, but utterly mistaken. We are light years ahead of our city cousins in that we've been having home treatments for years. So there they are. They're ahead of the curve.
They are.
And
they are indeed.
Right behind it. So I'd take that on the chin then. Fair point. 51552 at 9 minutes to 11 o'clock.